I mean, you've started in this league, you've filled in, you've played right, you've played left. What's kind of the biggest challenge to balance everything for you?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't really think of it as a challenge. I'm just going out there, and if I'm told I'm playing right, I'm playing right that day. If I'm told I'm playing left, I'm playing left. It's kind of just getting a balance on each side. So what I do on the right, I got to set better on the left. I got to set better on the right and just figure it out through the right and left.
Okay, so a lot of guys, they can't do both, right? Yeah. I mean, like, so take me into that. Like, through 3 years in the league now, what's it been like to kind of knowing I'm on the right, I'm on the left, what I have to do better, what I have to do different?
Yeah, so in college, I played on the left, so I got here. And then I actually felt more comfortable on the left my rookie season here. And then you start playing on the left, and then they get you reps at right. And then I started feeling more comfortable on the right than I did the left, and it kind of almost changes every day. Like, I feel really comfortable on the right now, and my left's a little rusty. So it's just like working through those little, you know, those peaks and valleys of setting on the right and left and then just figuring it out. But
what do you think about what you've seen from Chase out here? He's a guy just like you. He kind of comes in. He's bigger frame, athlete. He can do a lot.
Yeah, UConn guy. Love to see it. Yeah. Go Huskies. Yeah, and I played with Chase in college, and, you know, he's doing real well. Getting those early two reps in the preseason game was good for him. So I'm excited to see how it plays out. That's my guy.
And then, obviously, I mean, I know Deion left practice today. We'll see. But just kind of take us into, again, that moment of, okay, I have to kind of go in and do something maybe I haven't even thought about all day or all week.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought I was going with the twos today, but I mean, there's no, it's just like a game. Deion's down, what up, next man up. So just got to jump in there and fill in. So yeah.
How has Chrome helped you with the transition right to left and everything goes into it?
I mean, yeah, Chrome's the best offensive line coach in the league without a doubt. So, I mean, his coaching points and his tips are amazing. And he kind of just says, get out here early, do some sets on the side that you don't feel the most comfortable with and figure it out.
What's your relationship with, Tylon and Deion? How's that grown over the couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, me and Deion, Deion's my guy. You know, I mean, he's coached me. He showed me the way. He's done a lot for me in my career, and part of the reason why I'm having a lot of success is for him, is because of him and Spencer. So, I mean, they both share those all-pro tips that I need, and it's great to be behind those guys. And they played a lot of football, and they haven't got hurt that much. So being back there and learning and kind of not getting thrown into the fire when I wasn't ready was almost a benefit too. So it's kind of almost like it's been a redshirt year almost. And then, you know, now I feel confident in my game and I'm ready. So if someone goes down for an extended period of time, I know I'm that guy.